USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached.
Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
The government's April job report is almost as grim as many were expecting, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of people dying from the coronavirus in Ohio's nursing homes continues to increase at an alarming pace. Close to 500 residents of long-term care centers have died of COVID-19 in the past 3 weeks, according to data released by the state. That's nearly double the total reported for the previous 2 weeks. The increase in deaths could be attributed to a significant jump or a backlog of cases being added over the past week. Since mid-April, more than 4,300 nursing home residents and staff members have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Add the Miss America pageant to the list of events canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Miss America organization announced that a competition will not be held this year. The pageant will resume next year, which will be its 100th anniversary. The most recent Miss America, Camille Schrier of Virginia, was crowned in December. A location for the 2020 pageant had not yet been announced. Its longtime home had been Atlantic City, aside from brief detours to Las Vegas. Turkey reported 48 new deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the lowest number of daily fatalities in that country in more than a month. The country's death toll now stands at 3,689. The health minister announced 1,848 more confirmed cases, bringing the total number of infections to 135,569, with at least 86,396 patients have recovered. Another victim to coronavirus, Sweet Tomatoes, also known as Soup Plantation, is closing all of its restaurants permanently, according to the San Diego Tribune. The self-service eatery will close all 97 restaurants around the U.S. San Diego-based Garden Fresh Restaurants, which owns Sweet Tomatoes, has been trying to salvage their operations, but the pandemic took its toll on the buffet-style eatery as the FDA put out recommendations to discontinue this style of serving. Sweet Tomatoes opened its first store in Florida in 1990. This is USA Radio News.